As we heard in Jason's report, China is a key player when it comes to dealing with North Korea. It's the closest thing that Pyongyang has to a friend. China is also a key member of the six-party talks concerning North Korea. Mary Kay Maxted is the world's Beijing correspondent. What has been the reaction there in China to this artillery exchange between North and South?
Very cautious. Basically, the foreign ministry spokesperson said today that, of course, China is appealing for calm, needs to confirm what actually happened, and said that one thing for sure that should happen is that all parties should come back to the six-party talks as soon as possible. These talks being the forum where, for several years, North Korea, South Korea, the U.S., China, Japan, and Russia got together and talked about, okay, how can we make North Korea give up its nuclear weapons program and be a responsible player in the region?
Well, since it looks in the eyes of both China and the United States as if North Korea is being an irresponsible player in the region, that those six-party talks resuming are in doubt. The U.S. envoy Stephen Bosworth says that that the revelations about this new uranium enrichment site in North Korea make those talks impossible to resume right now. So who calls the shots on whether or not they happen?
Right. And in fact, Stephen Bosworth is in Beijing right now and said that in his meetings with Chinese officials so far, the shelling did come up in conversation. And he said, we share the view that such conflict is very undesirable and restraint should be exercised. On that, we agree. But in terms of how to proceed from here, the U.S. side really has the view of not wanting to reward bad behavior. North Korea has had this habit for many years of basically acting out when it reaches a point where it wants or needs more aid, or it feels that it's not getting the attention, the political attention that it wants.
There have been reports in recent weeks suggesting that Chinese individuals or private companies may have facilitated North Korea's acquisition of this nuclear technology. How credible are those reports, and has China commented publicly on them? And we should say that there's no accusation right now, anyway, of state intervention, that this seems to be individuals or private companies who are being pointed to.
Right. So there was a report by a U.S.-based think tank, the Institute for Science and International Security, that said that it appeared that North Korea had used China either directly or indirectly as a transshipment point to get the materials it needed to build these centrifuges. China's not commenting publicly. There is quite a bit of trade between China and North Korea going both ways. And the Chinese are very pragmatic in their relationship with North Korea. They feel that this is a long-term game. They want to keep the border open for their own purposes, as well as, you know, to maintain a relationship with North Korea. So while they're not making any public statements, it's certainly within the realm of possibility that with that kind of an open border, material could have gotten in that sanctions were supposed to block from getting to North Korea.
By the way, what is it that China gets from North Korea aside from people looking to leave North Korea through China?
There are several different kinds of metals from mines in North Korea. They get scrap metal. They get a lot of very basic goods. I mean, I think the trade is much more heavy coming from China toward North Korea. But in the long term, China is also very interested in having access to North Korean territory. There's a very useful port that's just across the border. China's even set the groundwork starting about 5-6 years ago for making a historic claim to a part of North Korea, saying that the ancient Goguryeo Kingdom, which was the founding kingdom of Korea, was actually a Chinese provincial warlord.
So now the U.S. envoy, Stephen Bosworth, is putting pressure on Beijing to put pressure on North Korea. Do you get the impression that Beijing is pretty darned exasperated with North Korea right now?
Well, look, China's been trying for years to try to get North Korea to be more open and more free market oriented. And the North Koreans have basically told them, you know, we're on the true socialist path and you're not, so don't tell us what to do. But at the same time, the North Koreans do want to do business with China. They do want to have that border open. And the Chinese know who they're dealing with at this point. They've tried to make progress step by step. They realize, you know, kind of where the limits are, and they'll still push. And when they see an advantage, they'll push a little more. But there must be a level of frustration that things have stayed as static as they are. Chinese government officials don't really express those sorts of emotions when they're talking about their dealings with North Korea.
The World's Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing, China. Mary Kay, thank you again.
Thank you, Lisa.